Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Now, from the WMAL WinBet Studios, O'Connor and Company.
It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk this Friday morning in the nation's capital. Thanks for tuning in. Larry O'Connor here with Patrice on WUCA. And Patrice, we got snow coming on Sunday.
Yes, I understand, Larry. I'm getting my shovel ready again.
A shovel ready job at the Unwuka house.
We created one, yes.
We're going to check in with Eileen Whalen, a ABC7 meteorologist, tell you just how bad it's going to be, and more importantly, how bad your Monday morning commute is going to be. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. There's much more to discuss here between now and Monday morning, Lord knows. Brett Baer is the anchor of Special Report, Fox News Channel, and, of course, his book, To Rescue the Republic, the latest really great book on the presidency of Ulysses S. Grant. Brett, happy Friday to you, sir.
Happy Friday. Good morning.
Well, you know, here we are almost at the one-year mark of the Biden presidency, and I think a lot of people were remarking on a pretty tough day for the president yesterday, where he saw a whole lot of what he's been focusing and putting energy toward sort of fall apart, from the Supreme Court to the fight over the filibuster in the Senate. Where does he go from here, sir?
Well, he's got to change strategy, according to, you know, Democrats who are looking at the White House saying, this is not working. Peggy Noonan's column, I think, is really great this weekend, and it really hinges on that Atlanta speech next to the MLK, and how kind of aggressive it was, and if you're not on the side of the voting rights bill that he has, you're George Wallace or Bull Connor or Jefferson Davis. I think that was a hinge point, and they're going to have to change tactics because it's not working. It hasn't moved Manchin and Sinema, and I actually think there are several others who have a problem with, you know, changing the precedent here in the Senate. And you're going to see who they are because it seems like Senator Schumer is moving forward with this vote on the filibuster change.
So, Brett, also on the list of bad things that happened for the administration this week was the vice president's cringeworthy interview where, you know, she just could not answer a question directly. Do you see that, you know, any real inklings that maybe she won't be on the ticket in 2024? And, you know, obviously whether President Biden will even be on the ticket in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, just in the last 4 days, how many stories have you seen? And I'm not talking conservative outlets. I'm saying, you know, mainstream media pieces about the 2024 ticket, either not including Biden's name or Harris's name. And that's an indication of how, this policy, the Biden agenda, has stirred up Democrats' panic about what's going to be happening. We're a long way away from that. But I agree with you that her performance in these interviews is getting increasingly a lot of attention for how bad it has been.
Another big news item yesterday I guess I wasn't too surprised, but I didn't see it coming, and that was with Chairwoman Ronna Romney McDaniel of the RNC effectively pulling out of the Commission on Presidential Debates. I wonder your reflection on that and what happens with these debates going forward.
I actually think that this is, Larry, the first negotiating ploy of the RNC, and that they have some demands that I think eventually the Presidential Commission is going to put in place, and that is representation in the meetings, more of a choice of the moderators and format. I think it's all part of this dance. Right now there's not a structure set up for debates if the presidential commission is not it. And so I don't see it as definitive yet, but it could be if negotiations fall apart.
So, Brett, who do you have coming up this weekend?
Well, this weekend I'm not doing Fox News Sunday.
It's
okay. John Roberts this weekend. I believe he has the incoming governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin,
okay.
So that should be interesting. And next week, we've got a busy week on Special Report. Tonight, for example, we're going to be going around the country and seeing people's families' feelings about inflation and how it affects your daily life. And really, if you think of anything, COVID and inflation are affecting everybody's lives.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure. But Brad, one last thing. You know, we're seeing this development out of Australia with regard to their vaccine mandates and how it's affecting the Australian Open and athletes who are in pretty great physical condition. You know, and you know how athletes are. You've been around many of them as well. They don't like anything being put in their body if they can avoid it. So, well, you know, one sympathizes, I think, with some of these athletes who are resistant to the vaccine. Could this be, you know, you often talk about the intersection of pop culture and things that are, you know, sort of mainstream Americans all have a lot in touch with that go well beyond just sort of the technocratic debate over a government policy. Things like this, an athlete and other high-profile people who are sort of starting to challenge and question and say, you know, obviously this thing isn't working. Maybe we need to look at something else. Does that change the narrative here on where we go with this? God forbid a golfer gets into this position, Brett.
Yeah, right, exactly. I do think that high-profile people doing something, standing up, saying something, does get a lot more attention. I think overall the health policy and the regulations are coming into like real scrutiny. And yeah. I think it's because a lot of folks in every media, no matter your ideology, are saying, wait, this is my kid who's got to have 7 tests and yeah. tested negative but still can't go to school because he came in contact with some kid who was positive 2 days ago. You know, the whole thing is affecting everyone, and it's becoming, it's crossing the Rubicon, if you will, as far as everybody's awareness of it.
Brett Baer, special report at Fox News Channel, and again, his book on Ulysses S. Grant, To Rescue the Republic. If you're back in quarantine or back working remote and you need some more things to keep you occupied, that's a good book. That'll do the job. Brett, thanks, brother. Good to talk to
you. We'll see you.
It's 8:43 on WMAO.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.